Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Sunday morning, the third Sunday in the season of Advent. Today, we'll continue our series where we're taking a look at waiting and how that can be a part of our faith, whether we plan on waiting or not, or whether it's a waiting that we choose to go through. Sometimes we choose to wait on things, and there's other times when we choose not to wait, but we have to. Today we hear from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And in this passage of scripture, we hear the story of Joseph and Mary and the coming birth of Jesus. And we hear how Joseph is a bit uncertain in his course of action and as they prepare for a time of waiting for the birth of Jesus. So I invite you to hear these words. We'll start in chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The story of Jesus' birth is one that is told. We hear this story so much this time of year, either here from Matthew's perspective or from Luke's perspective in Luke 2. It's a story that we are drawn to. A story that we appreciate. But in this recalling of the birth of Jesus, here out of Matthew, it's a very quick version, very quick and to the point. And you see that Joseph and Mary had a plan. They were planning to be married and then start their life and their lives and their family then, after they had been married. But we find here their plans had changed. Their plans were going to be something else. God had something in store for them that was not of their own plan making. Now, I love making plans. I appreciate a well-thought-out plan, a direction to work in, a direction to move forward with. And plans, I believe, are a way that, for at least for me, a way for me to organize, to find order into my life. And finding that order can be comforting. It's something that I'm comfortable with. It allows me to live in a way that is, you know, with less anxiety, less stress in my life. At least that is how I perceive my plan making and how I value that plan making. Now, plan making in and of itself is simply that. It's making plans, giving a direction, having a way forward. However, there can be a challenge for us spiritually when we're looking at our plan making. If we make our plans, the aspirations that come out of those plans, those plans, if we make them more important than anything else. Part of the challenge of being a faithful person is that our plans can reach the point where they are greater than faith itself, which is not a good thing. That is not a good thing, to make our plans greater than our faith. In fact, as human beings, we can also make our plans so great and so big that it can inadvertently squeeze God out of our lives. We value our plans more than we do God. And that can be a real tragedy. That is something that, you know, I don't want to have take place in my life, even unintentionally. And so the story here about the birth of Jesus, I believe, teaches us about plan making, about changing plans, and also the waiting that can take place and the waiting that is sometimes needed. Joseph here is seen as a righteous person, as a person who values doing the right thing. And it's shared in Scripture, and we can see that even though Mary was with child before they were married, he could very easily, made a disgrace of Mary, could have easily, and culturally at his time, it would have been appropriate for him to make Mary's life difficult. But we see this compassion, we see this care coming from Joseph. We see that he doesn't want to make Mary's life hard, does not want to make their lives harder, and does not want to shun Mary. Instead, he was going to do what he thought was the most just and just dismiss the engagement quietly, just not make a big thing of the situation. And once he had resolved, once he had made that this would be his decision, that is when he had the Lord speak to him in that dream. And the plans that he had made, we're on plan B here. Plan A was he was going to marry Mary. They were going to live together, build their family, have that track right there for their life. And now they're on plan B where he was going to dismiss Mary and they would go their separate ways. And then we have plan C come into the picture, which really is the plan that God had in store all along. For us, where we want to value our lives, value our plans in our lives, value what we want to do, value control in our lives, handing our lives over to God can be a scary thing. It can be something that can make us hesitant. It's something that can make faith to be far more of a challenge than maybe we want it to be. But as a people who are grounded in the hope and the love that comes from our God, as a people who are grounded by being shaped and guided by the Holy Spirit, we are called to hand our lives over to God. That when plans change in our lives and we have to wait while those plans are being changed, while we're having to wait for God's plan to unfold, when we're having to wait in those time periods, that can be a challenge for us. It can be a challenge for us personally, a challenge for our families, and a challenge for our faith. But I believe when we hand our lives over to God, when we have our plans changed, when we find ourselves waiting to make that next step, to take that next step, to make that next plan, I believe as a people of faith, we are called to allow God to speak into our lives. Not because we are somehow allowing God in. It's that as a people, of faith, we're called to surrender ourselves, to allow God to work in our lives, to be God in our lives, and not let our plans, let our own desires, let our desire for control to be our God. Instead, we are called to let God be God, to let God shape our lives. This can be a challenge for us. It can be a challenge and difficult for us to hand our plans, control, and our lives fully over to God. But when we look here in Scripture and we look into this story, we see what is taking place here. We see by letting God be God, by letting the plan that God had in store to unfold, that people, that we are far more blessed, however we want to describe that, blessed in ways that we cannot imagine. Because God has a future for us in store that is greater than we can imagine. God's hope for us is greater than any plan we may conceive. God's hope for us is greater than any control we may try to exert on our lives. For God, it truly has a future filled with hope for us, and God has a future that is filled with life for us. Sometimes the best thing for us to do is just simply to wait and let God do what God needs to do. The best thing for us when we face these challenging moments, when we have to wait for God's no hope, God's plan, God's direction to unfold in our lives, it is indeed for us to wait. That's what we are called to do at times. So brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves where our plans have been disrupted, when we find ourselves where control may have been taken out of our lives, when it seems like everything is going crazy, that may be the time when we are called not to try to control more or make more plans or anything like that, but instead turn to God, to allow God take over in our lives, to hand those worries, those anxieties, those stresses over to God. Brothers and sisters, I believe our God is with us. Our God does not forsaken or abandon us. And I do believe that the hope that God has in store for us is greater than anything that you or I could imagine. So let us hand over. Let us allow God to be fully at the center of our lives. Let us embrace the hope that God has in store for us, so God can fully bless us, so we can be enriched in ways we cannot imagine, and we can experience the life and the hope that comes to us from Christ now and for all of our days. Amen.